Ex-Rams player Otis Anderson Jr. shot and killed at 23 by father during argument. By Warner Todd Houston on December 1, 2021. Ex-Rams running back Otis Anderson Jr. was shot and killed by his own father during an argument Monday, according to the local police. The ex-NFL player was only 23 years old. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office reported the arrest of Otis Lee Anderson Sr., 52, who was charged with second-degree murder in the shooting of his son during an argument about a dog, according to Jacksonville.com. The argument reportedly began after the player's father had been bitten by a dog. A police report claims Otis, Sr., began cursing angrily through the house, nursing his bloody injury. He soon engaged in loud arguments with his wife, Denise Anderson, 49, and the 23-year-old ex-NFL player. At one point, Anderson, Sr., was so enraged he flipped the downstairs recliner, the police said. It isn't exactly clear when the gun was retrieved or who first brandished it. But the police report notes that officers were called to the home at 9:20 p.m. on Monday to find the younger Anderson wounded in the chest. Officers also found Anderson's mother sporting a graze wound. In addition, they found evidence of other shots having been fired, including a bullet hole in a window and various bullet holes in walls and other places. Anderson Jr. was rushed to medical care but was soon pronounced dead at UF Health Jacksonville. The player was undrafted out of Central Florida this year and spent the 2021 training camp and preseason with the Rams. He made the team's practice squad as the season started but was released on September 20. University of Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel said he was stunned by the report of Anderson's death. Saddened and stunned by the passing of Otis Anderson Jr. Tough and gritty, fun and full of laughter, he made such a positive impact on our university, community, and our locker room. He was an unbelievable teammate. My condolences go out to the entire UCF family. The Rams also put out a tweet saying they were saddened by the incident. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.